Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Well, I'm going to get Cara Delevingne and Jaden Smith.
So if you think that you can get on our podcast, our little podcast that's been going for 3.5 years, do you think you can get Jaden Smith and Cara Delevingne?
Yeah. I think I can do it.
Okay, hang on. So let's just get this right. So you think that
just them, also Bruce Willis.
You think you could organise for Bruce Willis to come on our podcast?
I think I can organise that, and maybe...
Who else? Who else do you think you could get on the podcast?
Jonah Hill.
Okay, we've done this podcast over 100... So we've done over 200 episodes of this podcast. Maybe more. Maybe 210... Over 200 episodes. And you think after 3.5-4 years of doing this podcast together, wherever long we've been doing it, you suddenly just say to me today, oh yeah, I think I can get Jaden Smith and Cara Delevingne on the podcast. Surely we should have said this like earlier, because that would have been there would be epic guests.
Well, you never asked.
Also, Bruce Willis, what's your connection with Bruce Willis?
I met his daughter.
What's his daughter's name?
I can't even remember. Is it... I've got to track her down first.
What do you think her name is?
It's something very lovely.
Wendy Willis.
No, it's like something really like ethereal.
What do you mean by ethereal?
Sort of like dreamy.
Is that what ethereal means?
Do you know what ethereal means?
Yeah, it means dreamy.
Have you never heard that word?
Yeah, of course I've heard that word. It means dreamy. That's what it freaking means.
Yeah?
Yeah. It means dreamy. Hey, you private partners. Welcome to another bonus episode of Private Parts with me and Francois.
Yep, that's me. Welcome back to another bonus episode of Private Parts.
Hey, so listen, you've got some exciting news.
Extremely delicate and light in a way that seems not to be of this world is ethereal.
Etheria.
Ethereal. Ethereal.
Ethereal would be quite a good name for a kid. Hey, this is my son, Ethereal.
Yeah, what would it be, a boy?
Or a girl. This is my daughter, Ethereal.
Yeah, Ethereal. Or Etheria, I think.
Etheria. Do you know what I want?
Or Urethra.
I'm not going to call my son Urethra.
No, you could call your daughter Urethra.
Why would I call my daughter Urethra?
Urethra Lang.
Hey, listen, so I was thinking about children's names the other day. Oh.
Are you getting broody?
I'm not getting broody. I just there is some point that I'm thinking, yeah, I would like to have kids. And when I have kids, I've got some cool names that I want to call them. So my daughter, you ready for this? I'm going to call my daughter.
Yeah.
Lolita.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding you. Lolita.
Do you know what Lolita means?
What does Lolita mean?
Well, it doesn't surprise me that you want to call your daughter Lolita, but it is.
What does Lolita mean?
It is a bit. What? Concerning.
What does Lolita mean?
Have you read the book, Lolita?
No. Can you tell
Maybe
me
you
what
should
it
read
is?
That book before you...
Okay, what happens on Lolita, the book?
It's Lolita, the book, is by a Russian, I think Vladimir Nabokov.
Okay.
The book is he wrote the book, and it's basically about a 12-year-old who becomes sexually involved with her stepfather.
Okay, I'm not going to call my daughter Lolita.
Well, Jamie, you said it. And
no,
that's
I'm not
going
to call. Fine, I didn't know
you've
that.
You've got to stick to your guns.
I'm not going to call my daughter Lolita now, am I?
It's a good name, you know.
It's not a good name. I tell you what a good name would be, but you wouldn't be able to call your daughter or son this name. But a good name for
Chlamydia.
Chlamydia. Have I said that to you before?
No, I said that to you.
No,
I actually said that on this podcast. I said chlamydia would be a good name, but I guess anyone who listens to the podcast has figured out that I often say things and then you repeat them back, thinking you have made
them up. I've always thought
it happens constantly.
Me and my brother have always thought, ever since we were understood what STDs were, we've always thought chlamydia would be a very pretty name.
Well, I'm sure eagle-eared listeners of the podcast can point it out to you.
Okay, do you know what another name?
Actually, it'd be interesting to find, if anyone's listening now, who has listened to all of the episodes, if you hear an instance of me saying something and then you recognize Jamie saying it later on as though he had thought of it, we send us a message and we'll...
and what are we going to do with it?
We'll send you a mug.
I'm not going to send someone a mug for outing me for taking one of your jokes.
We'll send you a mug. If you're really that worried,
I'm not worried.
A mug.
I think the occasions would be under four. I reckon.
If you're the first person to point it out, you get a mug.
Okay, fine. That's a good idea. Okay, do you want to hear my name and my son? You ready for this?
is it something like? let me think.
What are you going to go for?
Elton John.
I'm going to call my son's first name Elton John.
Yeah, Elton John Lang.
It's not me, Elton John. No, you ready for
this?
Oh,
wait, you're going to call him Liberace Lang. Or maybe Candelabra Lang.
Okay, no, do you want to hear... what I'm going to call my son. You ready for this? I'm going to call my son Santiago.
Santiago?
Santiago, yeah.
So do you subscribe to this view that you shouldn't actually name your children a name that might influence their opinions on what their gender might be?
What? What do you mean?
Because, you know, it's you know, very trendy to not... decide your child's gender for them.
Yeah, but I don't think choosing a name. I am not.
Hey, but that's influencing their because they might want to be a woman.
Well, they might be, but they can be called Santiago.
Might want to be
a Santiago and be called a woman.
Well, I mean, any names that end in O are generally masculine names.
What? Okay, what about? Let me find one then. Here we go. Like Bilbo. That's a
yes, name. That woman hobbit.
Pinocchio. There you go.
That is also a male animal.
A woman puppet.
Oh, puppet.
Okay, what are you going to call your kids? Go on then. If you have kids, what are you going to call your kids?
Well, I don't really subscribe to that view. I think
What do you mean? What is all this subscribing going? So much subscribing?
Yeah, I mean, I think that you name your child whatever you want.
Yeah, so do I. I agree with you on that. So what do you? I'll ask you the question. What are you going to if you had a child right now, a son? What would you call it?
I'm not going to tell you because you'd steal it.
Why would I steal it?
It's like you've stolen. Loads of other things I've said.
What, the chlamydia thing? I didn't steal that.
Yeah, you saw that. There have been a few others. But
what would you call your son?
The listener can make their own mind up.
What would you call your son? I can't wait for this.
All right. I would call my son... Mm-hmm. You know, I would call my son...
Bruno.
Bruno?
Yeah, Bruno's a good name.
My cousin's called Bruno.
Yeah, it's a strong name.
Bruno's a cool name. I got loads, but I actually would
Zelda.
I would never say the names that I've got in mind for my sons.
What? So someone might steal them.
Yeah.
What is about?
No, not someone. You might steal them.
Why would I steal your children's names? Why would I do that? What the hell? Steal them. So your child can't be called the same as mine.
Just depends on who has children first, doesn't it?
Yeah, but I'm not going to steal your child's name. And even if I did...
I'll give you... All right, let me give you some good names for your...
Okay,
for
okay, your, here we go. Go on, give it to me. Yeah.
Lucian.
Lucian?
Lucian.
Okay, fine. Good one.
Lucian Lang.
Yeah, what else? You can't just go with onomatopoeias.
Yeah, it's called alliteration, actually.
You can't go with... Listen, let's start that again. You can't just go with alliterations. Onomatopoeia? What's an onomatopoeia?
So that's a word that sounds like it's spelt. So I don't know what Lucian... the sound of Lucian. Maybe...
Okay, give me one more. Give me one more.
Well, you probably want to be like a bit edgy and choose names that are unusual, don't you?
No, I don't. Listen.
What would you choose? What about Robin?
That's my middle name. You know that's my middle name.
All right.
That's my middle name.
What about Grant?
That's my middle name as well. You know that as well. That's my middle name.
What about Robin Grant?
Get out of here.
What about... what about...
Yeah.
X4C3PO.
What? The thing from Star Wars? I'm not going to do that.
No, that's not the... I thought you were really into Star Wars.
Okay,
what would you say? I don't really watch it, but I know you're very into it. But who would you say is your favorite Star Trek character?
I never ever watched Star Trek. I've never seen it.
Hey, don't be embarrassed.
I'm not
you were
being
watching it the last time I was around at your house.
No, you weren't. I've never watched Star Trek.
You've got the
I've
outfit.
Never... I sit in my
what
outfit.
What are you ashamed of?
I'm not ashamed of it. I don't sit in my outfit and watch Star Trek.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're more of a Trekkie than me. If there's anyone going to be a Trekkie,
never
it's
even
be you.
Seen an episode.
I've never seen an episode. I've never seen an episode of Star Trek.
All right. Well, what do you watch? You're more hot, too hot to handle. Have you seen that?
Yeah, I have seen that.
Did you watch the whole thing?
We had Chloe on it, who was from
Too
Hot to
Handle. I know, but I didn't actually watch it.
Oh, fine. Did you watch any of it?
But so you're more like TikTok, Too Hot to Handle.
What is it? What do you mean? What are you more then?
I'm more like Hayek.
Okay, here we go.
Ludwig von Mises.
Hey, to all of you lovely listeners, it's our bonus episode today, which means that we have some messages and some emails and things.
Oh, yes, we've got some emails.
Yeah, and also, Francis, every single week on our bonus episode, we give out a private parts mug.
So we got a question from This Is Exam, and I'm going to put this to you, Jamie. Does the age gap matter in relationships? I feel like you have an interesting perspective on.
Okay, I don't.
Is age just a number? You always say.
I don't think the age gap matters in a relationship. I don't think it does. Depends how young.
Come
they
on,
are.
Jamie. There's a limit.
Yes, there's a limit to what the age gap can be. As long, but I don't think.
What
there
do you
is,
think the limit is?
Well, there is no limit unless they're legal. If it's a legal age gap, then it's fine.
So if you're 16,
yeah,
that's legal, right?
Okay, and then the boyfriend or girlfriend is 60. Is that bad?
60, is that all right? Is you okay?
I'm not here to judge. We've also got another message from on our Instagram page from Lucy Mary 747. Francis, what does it say?
Please give me some advice for my upcoming interview.
My friend at university, he did an interview once. And
what's the interview?
Are you asking me about Lucy's interview? Why are you asking me about Lucy's interview?
Well, I mean, she hasn't given us very much information. I mean, interviews are different. It might be an interview for a newspaper article.
That's true.
It might be an interview for, you know...
Anything.
A job.
I think it'll be an interview for a job. We had a friend at university who had an interview for his job, and we prank called him and started asking him questions. And we asked him, one of the questions we said to him is, what is the worst thing about you? And he answered with, some people say I work too hard. So that was his answer. He said, what is the worst thing about you? And he went, some people think I work too hard. That was his answer to it.
That would be good. You could say my girlfriend really is always saying I work too hard. So that's probably... Yeah.
Always turn things into to a positive in an interview. But also,
that's
Francis,
good for it. But also flip the script. Say, look, why should I work for you?
What? You should, what you're saying in the interview, she should question.
Yes, I'm saying she should say, look, why I'm looking for a job. I can add a lot of value to whichever company I choose to work for. Why should I choose this company?
Yeah, hey, love that. There we go. Look at you now. They're looking all smug again, Francis.
Not smug. Like that's just how to negotiate. You don't want to put yourself in a position of weakness.
Okay, listen to that one, guys. Also, as I said before, we are now doing a new segment where we're going to give out a Private Parts mug every single week to someone who sends us a message.
Recognizes an instance where Jamie has.
No, not that.
Yeah, we've said that bit. Yeah.
It's not that.
No, another mug is available.
Okay, another mug is available where someone sends us a message, an email, a message on Instagram at Private Podcast, or an email, contact at privatepartspodcast.com. Anything at all with a funny note, a funny story, anything at all, and we pick
last
a winner
week we
each
gave
week.
It out to our youngest ever listener, Baby Noah.
Yep. And this week we received this message on Instagram from Nanny San, aka Sandra Wetton, who said, "Hi Francis and Jamie, I'm 66-year-old nanny who started the Couch to 5K in lockdown. As I'm running, I listen to your podcast, so I am at this old woman running in my local park with a grin on her face like a Cheshire cat and with an occasional laugh out loud sounds. I need one of your mugs to put my teeth in at night. Love the podcast and you are both my favourite." So, this week, our winner goes to Sandra Wetton!
Nanny San.
Yeah, we're
going
to send... It's Nanny San.
Nanny San or Nanny...
Nanny San. That's what I think.
Nanny San.
Okay, we've also got a couple of emails through that I'm going to read out. So here's one. "Hi, Jamie and Francis. I came across you both of you when I moved to London for uni back in 2013 and was introduced to Made in Chelsea. It quickly became one of my favourite form of procrastinizations. It was
procrastinizations?
Just... Yeah. Yeah. That's what it says. It was just what I needed to take my mind off my assignments and reports and labs, have a laugh, and mostly just learn about the cool hangout spots in South Ken. I was going
Did
to
we talk much about that?
I don't know. In Maine, Chelsea. I was going to Imperial and living in the area and hella determined to make the most of my time. It was my very first time in London or even out of Asia, and watching MIC weirdly inspired me to go out and live that London life. I would also very frequently spot Jamie and no one else from the cast. Anyway, I'm now back in the Maldives, but it was so nice that I can still listen to my favourite Chelsea boys and keep up with the most fun and private parts of English drama, comedy and reality TV through your podcast. Although I'm sure my friends here and boyfriend find it a bit annoying whenever I mention something funny that I can't stop thinking about that some guys called Jamie and Francis from something called MIC said. Don't worry, I'll have them hooked soon. Your favourite Maldivian private parter."
Oh, thanks, Ema. Ema, or maybe
Ema.
Maybe it's Emma.
Emma. P.S. I'm attaching a picture from one of the times I ran into you. Oh, there's a picture of me and her together, Francis. Look at that.
Oh, yeah. Well, look, being in the Maldives, great place to go right now.
Great place to go. Yeah. Great place to go. Yeah. We have another email. "Dear Jamie and Francis, I just want to say thank you so much for your podcast. I live in New Zealand, originally English, and I've loved watching Made in Chelsea since season one. You're both so funny and genuine. I find the podcast to be a wonderful and very comforting companion during lockdown. Hearing your funny stories and also serious discussions help me feel less anxious during this uncertain time. To give you an idea of how much your podcast has helped me, and I'm sure others, months ago I was really anxious and about going grocery shopping for the first time amongst the COVID restrictions, but my wonderful friend Laura recommended your podcast to me. So I plugged my headphones in, stood meters apart from others, initially felt pretty isolated and nervous, but ended up having a surprisingly lovely time walking around the supermarket captivated by Jamie's story and Valentine's Day and Francis offering his hilarious commentary. For a while, I was able to forget about my anxiety and forgot about COVID and was laughing amongst the frozen peas and cans of baked beans. My laughter actually encouraged other shoppers to smile and laugh too, so it was some beautiful positivity. Now listening to your podcast has become part of my routine. I really look forward to my daily walks and shopping trips. Kindest wishes to you both. Many thanks, Charlotte. Francis, we're helping people, buddy. Look at that.
Do you know what? It's these messages from people like Charlotte that they get me out of bed in the morning.
So you're saying to me that if you didn't get these messages and emails, you wouldn't get out of bed in the morning?
Yeah. Because all that gets me out of bed is knowing that I'm helping people.
Okay, so what happens if we stopped helping people through the podcast? You'd just stay in bed?
No, I probably won't. I've got other things I need to do. I'm just making a...
You're lying to our listeners.
I'm making a hyperbolic, statement saying that, so that our listener can understand how much it means to me that we actually are helping people. And also, I think in this, because of the lockdown, there are a lot of depressed people out there.
Yeah, that's true.
And I just want to say to all of them, this shall pass. This too shall pass. Do not make a permanent decision to end your life when this is only temporary and we'll all get through it.
Yeah, do you know what, actually, on an all serious note, I think it's actually important to say, the suicide rate has gone up massively. I heard a scary statistic that actually at the moment there are 20 suicides a day because people are really having a tricky time.
So yes.
If our light entertaining podcast draws anyone out of their anxious place or out of a place which they're not feeling good or does anything to make you forget of the hardships that you're experiencing at the moment, that's, a really good thing. And we are pretty damn happy that we can do that for you. Isn't that right, Francis?
That's correct.
Yeah, there we go. That was a little nice way to actually end things, I think.
So just be strong and take to the streets.
What are you talking about? What do you mean take to the streets? What the hell is that? What do you mean take to the streets?
Yeah, I just mean take to the streets.
Listen to all you lovely listeners, you private parties. Thank you so much again for listening to another bonus episode. A big congratulations to our mug winner this week.
Let's not call it that.
Well, hang on.
Weekly prize giveaway.
Special weekly prize giveaway. Nanny San, aka Sandra Wetton, will be sending a mug over to you. Thank you so much for your story. If you also would potentially like to win a Private Parts mug, we hand them out every single week, send us an email, contact@privatepartspodcast.com with a funny story, or send us an Instagram @privatepodcast, or comment on iTunes or something like that. Anywhere that we can get a message and read it, we find it funny and entertaining and laugh, you will get a mug. But until then, Francis, we have another episode out on Friday, which we're very excited about. Should we give a hint who it is?
Joe Sugg.
Oh, you've said it. Jeff said it without... It's going to be a great episode. We hope you enjoyed the girls' bathroom. We love that one. This week's going to be as good. Very funny, very entertaining. So we'll see all of you lovely private partners on Friday.
Ain't that right? See you on Friday.
Why do you go up in the air like that?
Because I'm excited about it.
All right. We'll see you on Friday, team. Bye.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.